awesome. It was great. I got to go back to San Diego for a little bit, see a Pearl Jam and Ben Harper concert, and meet Ben Harper, who's a personal favorite of mine. So it's a good time.
You feel rejuvenated, ready to go?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to be back, except for the weather. It was nice in San Diego. Early winter, I think, starting here. I heard Farmer's Almanac is calling for the worst winter in a while, so that's exciting. But no weather warnings this weekend, so that's good. But it's good to be back and get back in the swing of things and start the second quarter of our season. And, with four legitimate shots, to get back on the right track, we feel.
Last time you played at Lambeau Field with the loss to the Bengals, does that still burn a little bit?
No, I forgot about that on that Tuesday when we started thinking about the next opponent.
Aaron, how different is this Lions bunch? They've had a pretty big turnover. How different from your perspective?
Well, yeah, not a lot of the same guys playing. Different scheme. Coach Schwartz has brought in a lot of stuff he was doing in Tennessee, so it's a different look. You know, the last 4 years we've been playing them, it's been a lot of Tampa 2 and rolling them one high late. This team plays a mix of coverages, more like Tennessee, with wide playing real wide ends and just doing some different things. So it's a different look for us, but at the same time, we see Tennessee every year in the preseason, so I think we have some familiarity with this defense.
There's always this perception of the Lions being lousy because of last season. Do you guys, anywhere you see it from, look at this, yeah, we got to win this thing. I mean, or is there any sense of that?
Well, we want to win every game, especially the home games. You got to take care of your home field advantage, and we have, a great crowd and the best fans in the game, we believe, and we're hoping they come out in droves on Sunday and cheer us on the victory.
If there's one thing you want to work on and improve on, what would be at the top of the list?
Well, I don't want to throw any more interceptions, that's for sure. I don't want to throw any more. I would just continue to trust my instincts. I think we're doing some good things on offense, moving the ball well, but we can't turn the ball over and we can't have that many sacks if we want to be successful. You know what? I'm just going to play quarterback and continue to trust my instincts. Hopefully we can, as a whole, be more consistent with our communication and just have confidence that it's going to hold up. And when it doesn't hold up, get the ball out of my hand or get out of the pocket.
You've been holding the ball too long. You studied it. What do you think? When you look at yourself.
I'm playing the way I feel like I'm playing. I'm playing with instincts and a couple times I probably held the ball a little too long, but we need to all do our jobs, myself included, and I'm gonna do better and get the ball out of my hand as quickly as I can. But we need to protect a little better as well.
You feel like it's onward and upward for the line, with Clifton getting healthier and Tauscher now here and good things ahead? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm confident in those guys. I have been all the way through. I'm going to continue to stay confident. They want to do better, and we had a good start to the week today. Getting Chad back obviously helps. Darren can go back to his more natural position of left guard, and Jason's back at center where he worked all training camp. Barber's got to realize it's going to be good for him to push him, bring Tausch back. And just having Tausch around here is fun. He definitely misses his spirit and his character. But this is an important week for us to get back on the right track protection-wise and as an offense.
Aaron, 20 sacks is a ton.
Well, it's a different defense. So I think you have good memories. I have good memories about the way that I – was able to play at times against them last year, but it's a different defense. It's a different style. We still feel like every time we take the field, offense can be successful and productive. We want to improve. We've addressed some issues and it talked about some things in the first quarter of the season we didn't do as well at. But I'm confident in the plan we got this week and that we're going to come out and play offense like we know how to.
The 20 sacks are a lot physically. Do you feel more beat up than you did last year?
No, I had a week. I had a week off.
A lot of massage.
I still see my masseuse twice a week, like I always do. And
yeah, and, you had to wrap that up.
No, I'm feeling good.
buys are sometimes measuring sticks. A lot of times they're a little later in the year, though. After four games, are you guys 2-2? What do you think about that?
Well, we lost to two good football teams, you know, a 5-0 team and a 4-1 team that could have easily been 5-0, except for a last-second, you know, play. So, you know, we feel like in both those games we beat ourselves. You know, every time we take the field, we realize it's about execution. Both those games we didn't execute the way we wanted to on offense especially. And I don't care how many points the other team scores, we still feel like with our offense we should be able to outscore teams. And both those games, you know, we had opportunities to put more points on the board and didn't. So we, you know, we feel like we're close. We have an important stretch right now. We have, you know, Detroit at home and go to Cleveland, come back home Minnesota, and go to Tampa Bay. So this is an important stretch for us. We know what later in the season holds for us. And in order to be in a position to make a run like we want to make a run, this is a very important stretch for us.
And regardless of who those upcoming opponents are, isn't it kind of on you guys at this point to take care of your business as opposed to necessarily saying what the Lions offer? What the Browns would offer in opposition?
Well, with all due respect to really any opponent that we play, we feel like, you know, with the kind of offense that we have, we should be able to move the ball. And for the most part, I think we've beaten ourselves at times. We turned the ball over twice. I turned the ball over twice against Minnesota and their side of the field. We got stopped on four downs inside the 10. Those are points off the board. Against the Bengals, we didn't convert third downs very well. And we didn't score enough points to win the game. So, you know, I like to think we're very honest with the way that we address and critique ourselves on the offensive side of the ball, and we're going to continue to do that. We've been very honest in the self-scout evaluation through this bye week, and we're going to try and get better.
Greg is saying that he'd like to get some more touches. He was talking about that the other day. I mean, I'm sure you'd like to get him some more. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, you want a receiver to want the ball. If he didn't, he'd think there's something wrong with him. So obviously I'm trying to get the ball to him and Donald as much as I can. We just haven't had the same kind of opportunities yet, but I'm confident with the plan we got. You know, we're going to get him the ball. Obviously, he's a big-time player, but he's had a lot of double coverage. They've been rolling the coverage to him a lot, you know, and I'm going to throw it to the open guy. So,
last question.
The more times we get the ball to Donald and Greg, the better our offense is going to be. So I'm going to try and get it to him as much as I can.
Speaking of Donald, he's one catch away from actually breaking Sterling Sharp's receiving record here in Green Bay. I mean, do you even think anything about that going into the game?
Well, I knew it was five last week, and unfortunately we only got four. So I like to think we'll get that out of the way early, and that'll be a great record for him, and we'll go get the next one for him.